Welcome to TSW After Dark Side, a fully armed and operational podcast platform.
Hello there.
Hello there. How are you, my little friend?
Hello?
Steve,
hello.
Steve.
Hello, mate.
Steve is in the house.
Just pop a label.
Sorry, I was just in the shower.
Nice.
So I'm completely naked with my love eggs hanging out.
Well, you've gone a lot further than this week than you went last week, so...
Yeah, I've gone one extreme to the other. I'm just drying off.
Okay.
I'll apply some deodorant and then I'll call you back.
We don't have smelly Skype, so you're all right without deodorant. Yeah, you do what you need to do, Steve, and then just jump back in.
I'll be 60 seconds, that's all.
All right, jump back on the call.
I'll be timing. Get your shit together. I'm not having you with this vague 60 seconds bullshit and then it's 64. Bollocks. Get your ass.
I'll see you in 56 seconds.
I'm in no mood.
The reason I'm in the shower is because my right eye is closed up.
I thought you were going to say there's something wrong with your rectum.
No,
he's going to talk about a different eye.
Tree pollen is just fucking me up.
Oh, mate, I feel your pain. I sincerely do. It's horrible today.
I've actually detached the jelly in my eye, and you can move it around.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, I'm not as bad as all that.
No one.
Yeah,
needs.
You can actually move it around. It's great fun. When I look, I can see a bulge of jelly in my eye when I look to the right.
We differ greatly on our definition of fun, Steve.
Giggity.
Yeah.
Bulge.
Right, see you in a minute.
Real. All right, mate.
Actually, I'll just put you on mute for a sec. Hang on.
Yeah, go for
okay,
it.
Mate. Can you hear this? Or Rob there? Hang on. I've just got to get rid of some stuff that's going on in the background.
Why am I leaning closer to the microphone as if that will help? I've got cans on. I don't know what I'm doing.
Can you hear this?
Right.
Hi, guys. Matt here.
Yep.
In regards to the Ahsoka cartoon, if it comes...
Splendid.
Ah, it's Matt Keegan. Fucking top notch.
He's such a top bloke.
He's lovely. Yeah.
I've dealt with him. I've had a lot of dealings with Matt this week, and I'm very excited about some of the stuff we're cooking up. Cooking up.
Okay.
What do you think?
If it's TSW culinary, I'm going to lose my shit because I genuinely thought of that idea a couple of weeks ago.
We're calling
but
it.
I thought it was shit.
TSW cookouts with Matt.
Cookouts. Okay.
No, we're not.
It's not. Today I'm making Admiral Akbar's. Basically a lobster, and then you cook the fuck out of it.
It's a trap!
It's a trap, mate. Is this your flaming galah?
How are you feeling, though, mate? You feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm doing better than I was this morning, thank you, mate. I feel a bit more robust than I thought I would, so, you know, we can chat for a bit afterwards if there's time. I'm quite happy to. I'm going to be editing tonight anyway, so. I've got Crazy Train 49 is already a week late, and... I've not had a window to... I've been trying to give myself a bit of time off because I've been fucking exhausted this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be easier to just save myself the hassle of trying to sort it out. Because also, I've had a couple of ideas of things I'd like to do, which would start at episode 51 of The Crazy Train. But in order to do that, I need to get 50 in the can and also arrange these things.
Right, yeah.
So one's the logo I showed you, which is almost finished now. In fact, I need to give the guy a nudge because he's... If I'm honest, he's taking the piss a bit now. We keep saying, I got these exciting new clients. I'm like, I paid you for a fucking job like 3 months ago now, and you haven't finished. So sort your shit out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be one way to go.
What's he doing for you?
Logos, artwork for podcasts. For Emotion 14 podcasts.
Can't you do those yourself?
I can, but he's a proper he's a comic artist. So he's going to do it better.
Does that mean he's taking the piss?
No, what's taking the piss is how long it's taking to get stuff done, because like he's got a lot of stuff going on, which is good, but at the same time I've paid for it.
How much are you paying, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry?
How much are you paying, if you don't
mind? Sorry, say again, I lost you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, but when I've put one in the show chat, which is like the sort of, it's not quite the finished one, but it's along the right lines, and he's done fucking sterling work, he really has.
Hmm.
Have you Superfine Gentleman got the notes?
Yeah, I'll just load them up now.
Stephen?
Yeah, in my email.
I thought this whole Steve o'clock was going to wear off.
There is another version of the show notes, but I don't...
Did you send them?
No, I haven't sent them because
okay.
They're in the Dropbox. Hang on, I'm just gonna.
I'll have my Dropbox now. Hang on. While I was doing that, I'm gonna grab a drink. 2 seconds. All right, sorry. Oh, I've pissed off the grudge.
I've got the I've got the original ones, Mark.
Okay, mate. Well, 9:59. There's not a lot. There's just we've had some extra questions, and
no, that's all right.
We've got. I'll give you a bit of background on this first part as well, Steve, because I'm not going to go into it in any depth on the podcast because I don't want to draw too much attention to it. But
yeah,
you see, right, the new notes are in there now, mate. But
oh, okay.
Where underneath where it says before we get started, there's a couple.
Tell you
of,
what, Mark.
There's a couple.
Oh,
of,
sorry, go.
Yeah, I was just telling, just bringing Steve up to speed with Jonas Williamson.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you follow some of that yesterday?
Some of it, yeah.
Mm. So he's a little boy. His mum went on Facebook yesterday and sort of made a public appeal that parents do a little bit more to... Right. Oh, I've just seen your Crazy Train art, Rob. That's awesome, that is.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's
this
very
is the
good.
Thing. This is what I don't mind. You know, he's taking time, but he is producing really nice stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's been, you know, I paid him in, I think, like January or February.
Yeah.
So it has been a while. But you know he is kind of on message.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is awesome. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, I was saying this lady went onto Facebook and she was talking about her son Jonas and how he was being bullied quite excessively, really. And
yeah, it did seem quite.
She was just saying that you know people need to take a bit more responsibility with their parenting, and then. Yeah. Dave Donovan brought my attention to it because he copied it into the VIP group and said, can you share this?
Yeah.
And then I went on and I read through the comments and I was seeing a lot of Talk Star Wars people in there sort of giving the kid their best wishes, you know, and trying to, you know, cheer him up, trying to be, you know, just everything is positive. So I just reached out to her and said, look, if he's a Star Wars fan, and he is a Star Wars fan, he's in his little Star Wars t-shirt, he loves Star Wars. I said, we'll just make him part of the group. And then because it's a closed group and no one will allow anybody to get away with anything negative in there, he'd have the freedom to come and play with us, basically. And he's already
I was allowed to be bullied by Dave and Joe this morning about Ray being a Mary Sue. Nobody stepped into my fucking defence.
I didn't. You should have sent up a flare, mate. I didn't even see it.
I wouldn't worry about it. The problem I found ultimately is the problem I find with any kind of discussion about these points is I'm doing it online and there's two of them. So I'm trying to respond to one and then the other one's coming in with something else. And I'm like, well, what the fuck, you know.
I usually go to lunch about that sort of time.
Oh, this was first thing in the morning. This was when I first woke up before I left for work. I wrote a thing, which is just like, this is why I think that the, you know, because Dave was saying the criticism's bullshit. And I was saying, well, no, it's valid. And here's what, you know, I think it's valid for these reasons. And that should, and for as far as I was concerned, that was the end of it. But then Joe started wading in with, if Ray's a Mary Sue, so's Luke. I was like, not really, no. I mean, and also, why does that matter? We're talking about Ray. Why does Luke have to enter into it at all? It's just sort of weak argument technique, but you know, so I just kind of got a bit Mary Sue is they started off they originated in fan fiction, and the idea is that it's a female character traditionally. The male version is called a Gary Stu, which I thought was quite good. It's quite funny. A Mary Sue is a character who is good at everything with no flaws whatsoever, and everything good happens to them, and they're just kind of, there's no character, they're usually weakly developed characters with no flaws, but they're good at everything because reasons. I made the argument that you can make the argument about Ray at the moment, and we're probably going to find that in 8 and 9 that won't be as applicable anymore because we'll learn more about why some of these things are true. And that was my only point on it. That was my pure thing. And actually, Dave later on in the thread pretty much echoed what I said in the different wording. So it's, you know, it's not a I don't think it's a controversial viewpoint. But I ended up getting this kind of Joe-splaining fucking... It's like, well, you know, if what about Luke? It's like, no, because like Luke is... They use... It's not even a criticism of the character of Ray. It's lazy writing. The dialogue is not sufficient to explain why these things are true. Like, the Force thing, like I say, that's coming. I fully believe that's coming. But like, her being a good pilot, she shouldn't be able to do that stuff with the Falcon because it's not been flown. So she hasn't flown it. She hasn't been flying it around when everybody's asleep because she said it hasn't flown in years. No. So she's flying a modified, heavily modified YT-1300, which I don't imagine is a particularly easy thing to pilot, you know, effortlessly, pretty much. And she's pulling off moves that Han Solo couldn't. It's like, well, come on. Like, and this, you know, I said about last week, it would be, if she was the chosen one, it would feed into that same argument.
Yeah.
Because how many things do you want her to be? Because she's a, you know, she's an ace pilot. She's loved by, nobody dislikes her except Kylo Ren. And he doesn't even dislike her. He wants to get involved in her training. But everybody likes her instantly. There's no point where anybody's trying to get to know her. Finn trusts her implicitly within 2 minutes, even though she's just punched him in the face with her stick.
You make a compelling point. Again,
it doesn't ruin the movie by any means. It's still a good movie. It's still a really fun movie. But
it's definitely one of those things where, when all three are out and we can step back and look at them, there'll be exactly. a better understanding of.
We've got the benefit of foresight, knowing there are two more coming.
Yes,
if indeed, we were just to have episode 7 and there wasn't any guarantees that 8 and 9 would have saga ties, then the argument would be stronger.
Yeah. If you'd like to support what we do here at Talk Star Wars, you can do so by becoming a TSW sponsor. For as little as £1 per month, given securely via PayPal, you can help us keep the lights on here at TSW. When you become a TSW sponsor, we will elevate you to VIP status. As a TSW VIP, you'll get access to an exclusive stream that provides you with fun downloads like HD wallpapers for your desktop, tablet, and mobile device, ringtones and text alerts courtesy of our very own audio Jedi at Rob Wade Vision. You'll also receive a monthly newsletter with news about what's going on here at Talk Star Wars, and you'll get a priority release of the new Star Wars audio commentary series called TSW Feature Comms. All this for as little as £1 per month. Head to talkstarwars.co.uk/support and become a TSW sponsor today, and the Force will be with you always.
Okay, bye Steve.
Is he not around?
He's just dropped off, literally just now. I don't know if he's connection difficulties or something.
Maybe he's in there.
I need to pop away for a brief. There's going to be appliances going off in the background because I'm doing dishwashing and clothes washing. So I'm just going to set things off and move them around and stuff. I'll be back in like a second.
Okay, mate. And I'm on my own. I'm podcasting alone. Podcasting alone.
Trouble I've got is I'm not sure how audible all this stuff is in the background.
I can't hear anything yet. Stephen?
I'm back. Yeah, I'm listening.
Have you got your headphones again? Baby? Got your PlayStation headphones?
Because
that was brilliant last week.
You sounded mint, mate.
Did I? Do I sound right now?
No.
Down far away again.
You said last week you sounded fantastic and I had to do a lot less post-processing.
What about now?
Is that your PlayStation headset?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You're a liar.
Hang on. I've got to get up and get clothed.
You don't have to get clothed. It's your house.
Where is it?
You can do what you
want. Jen hasn't seen my winky for years. Hang on, it's downstairs.
It's a frightening insight. I'll send you a note to remind you to bring it with you next time. I can't stop looking at my K2SO. It's a thing of beauty.
What is it, sorry?
My K2SO.
Action figure? Or?
Yeah, I bought the Elite Series action figure. Oh, die-cast. Nice. It's only a tenner.
Is it the one Jeremy bought?
Yeah, that's why I bought it. I know. Your bloody podcast is costing me money already. Honestly, stepping into that Facebook group is probably one of the worst things I've ever done. I'm going to end up buying a vinyl cape Jawa if I'm not careful.
Tell you what, Mark is fucking on it. Like, he's really geared up for this. I might have to give him the reins.
Well, give him the reins, but you just moderate the podcast.
That's fine. Yeah, that's all I'm doing. I'm going to let him go. Yeah, I'm going to let him go.
I honestly think that that's the best way to go with these things. When you find, you know, you've got a thoroughbred there. Let him have the run of it, and he will learn because he's not been podcasting as long as you have.
No.
And Jeremy's absolutely first class on every pod, and Mark will learn the rhythms from you. Even in episode one, he sounded so much more comfortable.
Yeah,
being in
sure.
being on the call.
Do you remember when we did our first one, Mark? How weird it was
at your house. What's that? Is that someone got a tiny
that's
machine
my
gun?
That's my washing machine, but it's really.
Is it on the typewriter?
Apparently, I think I put my fucking xylophone underneath it. Hang on.
Apparently, it's broadcasting the news in the 1920s. Have you got your headphones on now, Steve?
I can't deal with that for fucking 7 minutes. Hang on.
Does that sound alright, though?
No. You got to get your headphones. How can you not find them?
I'm wearing them now.
Your PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Is it switched on?
What do you mean, switched on?
Well, you don't sound any different, mate. Whoa.
About now.
Do you have to say something for me to actually be able to...
Oh,
evaluate.
What about now?
You don't sound any different. What's different with your headphones?
Does it sound quieter at my end now?
Yeah, I can't hear it now, Rob.
Yeah, okay, I know what happened there. The broom had got down the side of the fridge and landed against the washing machine, so it slammed it against the fridge.
Right. The old broom slam.
Yeah, the old broom slam, mate. I've been watching WrestleMania at the weekend. I was hoping to see a broom slam. But...
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hang on.
So I don't know what to do, because this is exactly what I had on last week.
You sound very echoey compared to how you sounded last week. Really? Last week you sounded fantastic.
Hang on, let me unplug it. Hang on. Let me try and put, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Right, that's with it. That's out.
Yep.
And this is in.
Oh, that's weird.
You should have had it.
That's weird.
I don't know. Let me try and put Apple in front of me. What about now?
If you got the headphones on, it shouldn't make any difference, mate.
No, well, that's what I mean, yeah. No, I've got them on. That's weird. Let me try the volume control.
Are they your Apple ones or your Xbox ones?
No, they're my PlayStation ones.
Oh.
What about if I move the mic away a bit? What about now?
Don't know, you still sound a little bit... Were you in the same room as last week?
Yeah, in the same position.
Very weird. You sounded awesome last week. Last week's show was top quality.
Can't think what else to do.
Well, if they're not...
Is it better out? Let me take it now.
Say, you have to say more.
Oh, what about now? Does that sound better?
No, it doesn't sound any different.
Yeah, let me put it back in.
It's very weird. Your PlayStation, because it didn't like the snowball mic either, did it?
No, hang on. That's in now. Hang on. Let me move the mic in case there's a connection. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's just it doesn't sound as full bodied as it did last week. But
what about now?
Keep talking.
What about now?
No, you're sounding really, really muffled.
Yeah, well, I've got my hands over the mic.
Oh, right, okay.
Where's my holiday?
I don't know. Maybe there's a connection problem with this.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, because I know when I put it on mute, I figured out that was me.
Where'd you get that from?
When I press the mute button, look, listen to what happens. Look.
Got enough before I take it.
Right.
Okay. Because usually that's the only reason you'll ever spend.
Is that like a vibrating?
Did everyone go quiet when I did that?
I've emptied the...
There was a vibrating and going on in the background.
Yeah, that was me. You know, last week we heard that weird sound.
Yeah.
That I did it on the PlayStation Live the other week. I thought, that was me causing that. But I think my mic mute button's got a bit wank.
Oh dear. Oh, that's a shame. Oh well, never mind. Well, should we record this little thing? Well, what was that?
I'm not sure.
That was me turning the mute button back off.
Oh right.
So
okay.
I think that was what's causing it last week.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move the mic closer to my mouth like this? Does that help?
It's not making any difference at all, Steve.
No, okay.
How are you so close to the mic and yet so far away on the audio?
It's literally inside my mouth now.
Yeah, I think what I might need to do is I might need to get you to turn your input down, Rob. So I can balance you and Steve out in post. Otherwise, you're going to be loud. He's going to be quiet every time.
How about now?
Right, Steve.
Hello, 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 hello.
Try a bit more, Rob.
A bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still
about now.
Talking.
Yeah. Steve?
I'm just moving things around and trying again. What about now?
Yeah, that'll do. Let's go with that. That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
I thought we cracked the code last week. I thought we'd done it.
Well, that's very weird, isn't it?
Yeah, never mind. Okay, right. Should we do this teaser?
Rob, take your video off in case that's causing it. Just in case.
Rob's got his headphones off. He can't hear.
Take your video off just for a sec to see if that's causing it.
Me?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind turning the video off. Maybe it's a bandwidth.
Whoa, there it is.
Is that better?
Steve says...
Steve, your broadband is wank, mate.
No, is that better, Mark?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, so it was the video that was causing that.
Oh, well, you're only better for a second, and then you kind of drop down again.
What about now? No good?
So, well, it's not that it's no good. It's just very, very low, that's all.
No, it didn't. It's the same amount I always put in.
Never mind. Right, should we get this teaser trailer locked down, and I can start a new recording and we'll get this show done.
All right, cool.
Okay, so we're going to go from...
Who's doing the two bits?
Who's Paul?
Teaser, yeah, I forgot Paul's not going to be on.
I can do Paul if you like.
20. All
right. Do you want me to go, and we can choose someone to play a young Luke Skywalker?
No, simple as end of. Just do it normal. Yeah, simple as end of situation. Okay. Are we good to go, then?
Yep.
All right, here we go. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Hayden Christensen to appear at Celebration.
We get a new location name from The Last Jedi. Steve, that's your cue, mate.
Am I doing Paul?
Yeah, yes. We just agreed that.
Oh, but I'm not doing it in the style of a young Paul, am I?
No, just a regular...
Oh, what happened to the Steve from last week?
He's gone.
Have you killed him and buried him under your patio?
In the patio. Okay. Go on, then. I can just start from Paul, if you like.
No, it's okay. We'll do it again. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Hayden Christensen to appear at Celebration.
We get a new location name from The Last Jedi.
And we choose someone to play a young Luke Skywalker.
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday. Pucker, that'll do. That is not bad. Okay, let's...
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at StarWarsCommonwealth.com alongside...
The Tumbling Saber Podcast.
The Generation X-Wing Podcast.
The TSW Roundtable.
The Skyhoppers Podcast.
And the Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap.
Let's talk about Loot Crate. Are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares and collectibles? Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 per month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or you are that geek, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there's a different theme and new and exclusive items that you can only get with Loot Crate. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or a loved one. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/talkstarwars and enter the code TALKSTARWARS and save $3 off your new subscription today.